What I am trying with all of us is something which we have never understood about it. What this invocation is, the most important thing about it is the words earth, earth. This is what we are forgetting. This is what we will have to understand, that when we read the Puranalpa, that's easy. Easy. So that I need not move. Nente pakkale. What we have to understand is the word earth. We talk about earth, but we never talk about earth. But in Puranas, we always find that whenever the mother earth goes to the higher level of consciousness, what we call to Vishnu, it is the planet Earth which goes like a cow. We always talk about it, but we don't understand what he is talking about. And whenever we think about Krishna, almost we are automatically linked with cows. And many times in Upanishads, we have understood that many teachers, disciples, couldn't read spiritualism. Not very good students. So what the rishis tell them is, you take few goes and come back again when you have 1,000 cows. You remember those stories? You try to find out. Men of you who know the tool, you just find out. Now I am not able to remember those things. What I am telling you is, whenever spiritualism has to develop, it is always developed with the development of cows. Go. That's important. And the idiots also, when they go to the rishi, and when the rishis have sound that no, their brain is not correct, they have asked them to take few cows, make it 1,000 cows and then come back. And it always happens that we don't know how many years it takes, I don't know, maybe I think it are 20 or 30 years. Suddenly what happens when they are allowing the cows to grow, the idiots have become Brahmagyas. They come back with the 1,000 cows only to put a ticket. Yes, you have learned, that's all. Why I am telling this? Cows have a real thing when you want something to have something spiritual. But nowadays we couldn't understand spiritualism in the correct way. That is what here we have to remember. We are not talking about Christianity. I am talking about Christ. You try to understand the difference. Christianity is because Christ is there. Muslim is there because of Muhammad. So what we have to understand here, they are not talking about Christianity. They are talking about Christ. And when you lie the difference of Christ and Krishna, it almost looks as if it is a Krishna's life, the hero. 2-year-old or children being massacred. You are understanding the point. Kamsa and that particular story of a Christian in his development. Why I am trying to tell all these things is, this greatest invocation, we don't understand, but we read it. It is a great invocation. And remember, in our Sanskrit, great means Maha. Maha. Bhur, Bhuvah, Swahah, Mahah. That is great. So don't think that great is something physical. It has fourth dimension. We always forget about that. So it is a fourth dimension invocation. Invocation means what? We are saying that we are doing this. It invokes, develops what is inside when we invoke it. We call it invocation. So it is the fourth dimensional invocation. This is what we have to first very, very clearly understand. And you remember, I am talking about astrology, esoteric astrology. So when I am talking about this, I am actually explaining the invocation for great astrology. And when I say great astrology, Maha astrology. So wherever that word great is there, it is always the fourth dimensional one. Always the fourth dimensional one. And the most important thing in the Maha adjective to anyone, do you know whether he is alive or dead? We take him for granted. Am I clear what I am trying to explain you? When you are talking about Maha, the time is not important. The Maha was maybe about 5,000 years back, 10,000 years back, or now. It is his level of consciousness which is beyond time. That is what we have to understand. Now, this step, when you see, do you know that the light is now exactly on earth? Light, when you go from outside, we have seen beautiful light when they show the webs, the web, they show about how earth at night, how it looks. It is always of light, beautifully. So the earth is on light. Are we having light? That is the question he is talking about. We have the tube light here, no doubt about it. And such tube lights, I don't know, lakhs and lakhs and lakhs at night throughout the world. Is it not? So the light is there on earth. But where is the light in us? That is what he is talking about. That is where you have to write the importance of it. It capital L. He is not talking about this light. He is talking about that light. That's why this great invocation, we do it every day to remember this point. It is in English. Actually the meaning is prajna. Knowledge, light and knowledge is synonymous. When you know light thing, it also means you knowledge it. So our knowledge at present is basing only on five senses. Even an engineer is reading it, a doctor is reading it. Whatever knowledge he is now getting now in classes or in hospitals or wherever he is, we are hearing it only by the five senses. He goes to the class, hears, sees, writes the exam, it's okay. These are all five lenses, five senses. But when five senses are there, natural, it is physical. Is it not? But what about emotions? What about thoughts? We feel that we are talking about emotion and knowledge. But when the emotion and thinking comes together and graze up, it becomes Christ. Here what I have told you, the physical light goes into the fourth dimensional light. Got the point? So whenever we are doing a Deepak, and for all many good, many important, auspicious things, whether we know it, why we are doing it or not, we know we light up. Khachitanga, a Deepak. Deepam will be strong. Why? On day when the sun is there, why do you want a deep? Why do you light a lamp? We do it. Why? Because it is a symbol that the function which we are going to have, that particular group, when that light is there, we are talking about the light. But this is what we are now, in our astrology, what we call the esoteric astrology. We should understand this light. But if you want to know in Bhagavad Gita also, the same thing is there in Raja Vidya, Raja Guhyam. Do you know what is Raja? Ja means pawn. Ra, Ram, Ra, all are Agni. Is it not? Raja means that which is born on light. That is the real meaning of it. Light. Right? And now in the ninth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, we talk about Raja Vidya, Raja Guhyam. We say it is the Vidya of light, Raja. And also, it is Raja Guhyam. Guhyam means what? Secret. Secret of light. And when you read the light, we should go to the fourth dimension. Again and again when I am talking about fourth dimension, I have a specific thing to go into your brain. We know about the five senses. All of a thing we hear about our five senses, we almost remain either on physical or emotions or thoughts. Is it not? Am I very clear? Whatever you learn through five senses is level only on... Am I clear? That is how we are living. But when you get something from the five senses, and using these five senses, when you get a law, the scientists, they utilize these five things, five senses. But out of these five senses, they get a law. Scientific discoveries, or whatever they give, it has not got from the five senses. It is coming beyond the five senses. Whatever theory you are getting in sciences or anywhere theory, we are sure that it is not coming from your five senses. Very sure about it, especially scientists. They discover something. They invented something. They are researching again. All scientists, when they get even their Nobel Prizes, they are researching. They are not searching. The scientists are not searching. They are researching. You try to understand the difference between the two. When you are searching something, you are getting something physically, no doubt about it. But you are reading it for the first time. searching. Researching, it means yes, some decades or thousands of years ago, maybe decades or maybe you have learnt it some thousands of years back, you have forgotten it. And now what you are doing again? Researching. So wherever there is a research, or when you are discover something, what is exactly happening? Your five senses are not being utilized. When you are discover something, you don't know what you are discovering. But when it comes, you got it down again. Am I clear about that? All of you are understanding what I am trying to explain? Now when we come to the planets, the most important thing what you have to remember repeatedly again and again and again, the planets, they are always there. Even when humans were there, and when you think the life of Earth from its burning ball, we come up to before humans and now humans. The time of entire humanity is very, very small when compared to the life of planet Earth. Humanity is, you know, very little time when you think the growth of planet Earth. Now, the humans are on planet Earth. Slowly, 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 they could come up to astronomy. Naturally, it took a lot of time for humans. For humans I am talking, from the point from where the humans have come, from that, when they could got astronomy. Like the Kepler's laws, the Tycho Brahe, the name, right? When you think about it, the life of human beings, it is only 200 or 300 years, very little. Then thinking about what? Astronomy, not astrology. But now astrology as it is now there, nobody accepts it as a science. None. Even we believe in astrology, but can you say that you are able to find a scientific result in your astrology? We say something, it happens, it may not happen. If you believe it, okay. If you don't believe it, okay. And as far as we are living, we say we believe it, but to be honest, we are not following it. Am I right? So, now, nine planets have developed from astronomy to astrology. So many people ask, only nine planets, and if you are very clear, you know that they are not nine planets. Two planets are not planets. One is a satellite, moon, the other is a star. And two planets we call Rahu and Ketu. Actually they don't exist. They are only two opposite points of circles. You know Rahu Ketu? Actually they are not planets, they are just two points at 180 degrees, way it moves. That is why Rahu and Ketu are always opposite to. So Rahu and Ketu, they are not any planets. Sun is a star, moon is a satellite. So out of the nine planets with which we are talking about, though we are talking about planets, there are only five. There are only five planets. And not these four. We'll put a question mark now. In astrology, the esoteric astrology says that you have to jungle not with four, not planets, When I say two planets, you understand what I am saying? Rahu, Ketu, Chandra and Sun, they don't exist as anything. They are only five planets. But when you want to come to esoteric wisdom, astrology, you have to deal with 70 planets. 70. That is esoteric astrology. Got the greatest problem, Herculean. With nine planets itself, of them four are not planets, we have a problem to class all these things. And now you have to deal not with 70 planets. And we who are trying to read about, you should know about the 70 planets. That is the first thing which you have to concentrate. Now your astrology and 70 planets. Calculate with nine planets which we have. When I say nine planets, it is only five. I am asking, repeatedly I am asking these five and four. I use it. The most important thing what we have to live on this five and four. That's why I am repeating it. I am not just repeating about five planets and the four are not planets. I am doing something about esoteric technique of life. Five and four, I will do it later. Now we are to read about how many? 70 planets. And now, okay, I will give you a group of 70 planets. You know how these nine planets we read? When I say nine, you always remember 5 plus 4. But I put it as nine planets. How much you read about it? About these planets, first of all you see the Rashis. Of the 12 Rashis, we know they are the nine. On them also we remember Rahu, Ketu don't exist there. When you are talking this 12 houses, there is another point. So we are talking about, with a question mark with Rahu and Ketu, we read about the planets in the 12 houses. Right? We say Mesha is Mars. And we also know Vrishchika as Mars. We know about that. What is the difference between the two? We say it is the same. Vrishchika, Scorpio. The English words I am not very clear. Scorpio, Vrishchika is Mars, Kuja. And then we talk about the Mesha, Aries. There is also Mars. Now we know these two Rashis, Aries has got its own meaning. Or you think about the goat going with a group, rams, we know all these characters. And what about Scorpio? The same Mars. Am I trying to point what I am trying to explain? You say one is Kuja. Vrishchika is also Kuja. But you know, the meaning is completely different. There, it is physical. Which one? Aries. Mesha is physical. But when you come to the Vrishchika, everything is secret. Am I clear about it? No, astrological point. Now how is this possible? The same Mars, at one point you say, he is a leader, he takes people. And here you say he is just a sacred one, Guhya, Vrishchika. And now why we call this as Vrishchika? Why these so-called great rishis, we have given astrology, not astronomy. And know the difference between the two. Astronomy is something physical happening in the earth by its own way. In astronomy, when you say something, yeah, it is there. Okay? We have nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. But when we talk about astrology, yeah, your entire life is based on it. The difference you are trying to understand first. With this I am trying to understand is something very, very important point. I am trying to put it so that you yourself may say, yes, we got it. That's why I am trying this. What I am trying to tell, when we are talking about astrology, first problem you have understood that you have to do with 70 planets, 70 planets. Not with 9. But actually you say 5 planets and 4. You always, I am knowing it and relatedly I am accepting it. Because I will relate something to it later. Anyway. And now, when you talk about 70 planets, you are able, the problem, now you have 12 houses, 12 zodiacs. You have 9. Okay, you have said this. 3 zodiacs are free because there are only 9 planets. Okay, and now if 70 planets they have to read in these 12 houses, can you are trying to understand what the esoteric astrology I am trying to put you? You have to deal not with 5 planets or 9 planets. You have to deal with 70 planets. And what the esoteric astrology says, you know already those 70 planets. You have to understand it. And now we'll go for the table, last table, this comma book lo. Pages ki last table ke lipo, first chapter lo. Tables ichindam. Chusko, neek tells kada, chusko. Last lo usthini. Chapter lo, last lo usthini. Slowly you go ahead. Right. The 7 creative hierarchies in active planetary expression. This tablet, you, amma, mottham table ante na? Width ante kada? Kachusukoma. It doesn't matter. Okati chalamma. I point ardhamaipothe, they can understand the letter thing. Now, you see this one. The 7 creative hierarchies in active planetary ఇది ఇక్కడ ఎక్కడుంది 7 ఇది చూసుకోవడమా ఇది ఇక్కడ ఇది చూడండి జాగ్రత్తగా కావాలనే అది చూపిస్తున్నాయి ఈ వర్డ్స్ ఈ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ అన్నది జాగ్రత్తగా చూడండి అమ్మా మీకు చాలా ఐడియాస్ వస్తున్నాయి ఆటోమేటికలీ 70 ప్లానెట్స్ అన్నాని 7 ప్లానెట్స్ అని చెప్తున్నాను కదా 70 నాట్ 7 దాని గురించి ఇదంతా తీసుకెళ్తున్నా మీకు నేను మొత్తం బుక్ తీసేద్దామని ఇప్పుడు అందుకని నేను పుస్తక నా అంతటి చెప్పేస్తున్నాను యూ కెన్ ఓవర్ ద అందుకని చెప్పింది క్లియర్ అవుతుంది కదా ఫైన్ మోటార్ సైకిల్ తీసుకొచ్చావా థ్యాంక్ యూ తీసుకెళ్ళాలా చలో అమ్మా మనం చూస్తూ ఉండాలా లేకపోతే వీళ్ళతో ప్రాబ్లం బయలుదేరు అందరూ బాగుంటారా రేపు చూపించండి డాక్టర్ దగ్గరికి ఇంకోటి అదే రేపు అదేనా అడుగుతున్నా అది ఓకే దాని ఇది ఇవాళ అంతా కరెక్ట్ అయినట్టే ఇది ఏం లేకపోతే ఇంకా మన గోళ మనం చేసుకుందాం ఓకేమ్మా గుడ్ లక్ ఓకేమ్మా జై గురుదేవ్ నేను వాట్ ఐఎమ్ ట్రయింగ్ అబౌట్ ఈజ్ వై దిస్ 7 డేస్ ఆర్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ 1 వీక్ I'm talking about esoteric astrology. We know there are 7 days. And you, I don't know in English, but when we think in our language, Telugu, Adi Varamu. Tarvata? What do you mean by this? Intamai Mata? Miru, Yedu Kaluste Varam Antarama. That is what you say. Varam means 7. And you say the day is also Varam. Do you ever think this question mark what I am trying to tell you? Kada. Kani Varam, when you say Varam again, it means it is 7 days.
Which comes again and again.
7 days.
7
group. My point clear. That is what I am trying to explain you. Whether, yes sir. కానీ మనం ఎలా వాడుతున్నాం? వై? దట్ ఈస్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్ వై, బికాస్ వీ నో సంథింగ్ విచ్ వీ హావ్ ఫర్గాటెన్ అబౌట్ ఇట్. అండ్ డూ యూ నో వెన్ యూ రీడ్ మహాభాగవత సంథింగ్ మ్యాజిక్ కమ్స్ దేర్. పరీక్షిత్ ఇన్ 7 డేస్ ఇన్ 1 వీక్ హీ సపోజ్ టు డై. ఐ మే క్లియర్ అబౌట్ దట్ స్టోరీ? I am linking to that Puranas. Again I am telling you, Parikshit was told that within 7 days he will die. If you can understand esoteric astrology, you find something very important. Every one of us also die in 7 days. Something naturally, if you don't use this heavy word, we'll say everyone is born on
seven days.
Why that 7 is there? Why you had the Saptarishis? That is where the esoteric astrology comes in. Am I clear about, you should understand the heaviness of it. Just don't take it so easy. Just because I have read that and because I am taking to you, I also don't know what he is talking all this. What he has written, I am telling with us so that we can develop it. And now what are we trying to understand? The Saptarishis, the 7 Varas. Your time for human beings is based on these 7 weeks. Clear? Whether you may think about 7 days or a month or a year or a yuga. And when you talk about yuga, you know how many thousands of years it is. But whatever it is, your time is always based on these 7 days. And that is exactly what Bible also talks about it. 6 days and 7th rest. Now we also do it. 6 works and on Sunday we take rest. That is the basic of astrology, esoteric astrology. That is the first thing which we have to remember it. You have to remember it. I also don't know what he is trying to tell me. Because I am telling you, don't take that I know it. I am just read and he told, understand it. We will understand it. So our entire esoteric astrology has nothing to do with the zodiacs. Remember it. It has nothing to do with zodiac. It is to do with time. And time is based on 7. And now when you talk about these 7 planets, I don't know in English what it means. But in Sanskrit we talk about the 7 grahas. And what is a graha? So you can take only 7 types. Am I clear what I am trying to explain to you? So the entire esoteric astrology has nothing to do with the 12 zodiacs. Nothing with that. Nothing with that. It has to do with your time. And go beyond time. Got the point? Am I clear what I am trying to explain you? Our time, whether you like it, 7 days, or months, or years, or yugas, they are all based on these 7. Is it very clear? That is exactly what the Parikshit, to die in the 7 days, Bhagavata. Am I clear? The same thing they are trying to understand you. That in Kali Yuga, this is the time of 7 grahas. Got the esoteric in Bhagavata? Got the point what I am trying to tell about Bhagavata? Parikshit died in 7 days. What happened? Because I am not able to name the sage, he is a well-known rishi, he is a child. I am not able to name all the bacha, kanva. He gives the shapam, curse, that within 7 days he will die. And when the father opens his eyes and says, what have you done that? It is wrong, you should not have done it. But they couldn't say no. He has been given. The shapa, the curse has been given. And none can do it. Why? Because from that time, that particular time started. That's why they didn't do it. If it was not linked with that 7 days time, any rishi could have killed him. Got the point? The real esoteric astrology, the time has started with the 7 planetary times. Try to understand the adjective I am trying to tell you. We are taking 7 times, 7 days, okay, 365 days, this. But whatever is happening, for the first time, the Kali Yuga has come because of that. We never understand this statement. Because we read these Puranas, but we never try to understand the esoteric meaning in it. Am I clear what I am trying to tell you? First time when that Parikshit was about to die, the time has started. That's what you have to understand. Why I am putting this? The color is white. But suppose you are taking with a red color. How does it look? That's what you are trying to try. You remove the red color. Am I clear what I am trying to? You are asking the question, then what? Am I clear? We are talking about the time and this and that. Then what is beyond that? Before that? That was your question, am I right? You remove your glass. You have the red color and see all these white. It will always be red. But actually it is white. The 7 together in one. But you have 7 rays. Am I clear? 7 colors are there. All the 7 are actually balanced. Samatvam yoga uchyate. Harmony balanced is yoga. We don't understand these words. When you have that balance, samatvam, well, the red color will not be there. The 7 colors will not be there. It will be white. But we have that, any one of these colors, we fill into these 7 days, is it not? That is the real time. Am I clear? And when you look sun also, Even Newton also says the same thing. I don't know whether he knows what our spiritual esoteric astrology talks. But Newton also says there are seven colors. Spectrum. Why? Why our time, 1 week? But week has a double meaning. It is W-E-E-K, and probably we are very weak because of these seven colors. It is a week. W-E-A-K. Am I clear what I am? I think probably the joke itself is making a problem. The weeks are weeks. They are weeks. Why do you worry about the weeks? Become strong. Now you are trying to understand. This is important. Why I am talking about this? When these seven creative hierarchy, this is the word which is important. Are you trying to understand this? Creative? You know creative? Now a red color and a green color. Do you know that there are two different creative energies? Do we know it? And if you know the creativity of these colors, when I am taking only two, but there are seven colors. So all these seven, got the point? Are we trying to understand it? The colors are creative. Are we doing? But we know the entire sun, the seven colors, give the creativity. That science also accepts. How it uses it, the astrology knows. There is something else. Raja Vidya, Raja Guhyam. That is the Guhya secret, what we are reading in esoteric astrology. Am I clear what I am trying to tell you? I am trying to understand you, the creative of seven colors. And when you think about, these planets and this and that, we also know that they are linked with colors. The Rashis are also based on colors. Colors, 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 colors. And we have never think that if you can understand how to utilize the colors, they are creative. Creative means what? The colors give you colors. Creative. Can we do that? We can do that. The esoteric astrology talks about it. Very clearly he says. But the real problem is, are we colored or are we having our own colors? That is what we should be careful. When we are talking about green color, we are very clear that green color this is. You can see. Green color is green to all. No doubt, except those who are that, that is something different. Don't worry about one or two people. So about the seven colors, are we very clear about these seven colors? We accept that? Do you doubt about it? All of us, even if you are not able to tell about the names of the colors, someone who doesn't know in some place, maybe he is not able to tell the colors, but he knows there are seven different. Am I clear? Now, this is what is being important. These seven colors, they are the hierarchies of creative. Do you know hierarchy? You know the meaning of hierarchies? In English, hierarchies? Anything else? Hierarchies, what does it mean? Chapanama, whatever you mean. Only one type is okay. Any other meaning? Hierarchies. In kingdom, their children belong to their? Got the point? Vamshagata. Correct. Very clear now? We are talking about this vamshagata. Now, the same colors continue. That you have to point it. Am I clear? We are not talking about some human kingdom and their hierarchies. This I am not talking about. I am talking about there are seven colors. And the entire world which you are seeing is based only on these seven hierarchies. Not 70. Now why do you want 70? Because we have 5 Jnanendriyas and 5 Karmendriyas. 10. 7 colors. 7 into 10, there will be 70 planets. Very clear? And now, again you remember, these 7 planets are grahas. Grahas means you are able to graha. So you are 70. Got the point? Am I clear about this? Okay?
So each indriya is able to take up 7
times? Naturally. That is exactly what. And now I want a break.